Welcome to Competency Number 5, a bi-weekly podcast on maintaining calm and presence when coaching, leading, and living our lives. I'm your host, DG McCullough. In each episode, we interview those finding joy and clarity through being present. We also document my attempts as a communications coach to certify with the International Coaching Federation as a Master Certified Coach, an excellent and very strict training for maintaining presence. So step away from your work and join us for a bit on Competency Number 5. Well, I used to be in a marching band, but out of school, I made a new plan. Season 2, Episode 6. Today I am with, tell us your name.
It's Magdalena Krenz.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Debbie. And you and I just started chatting. I'm here in Neiman Marcus, Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And I mentioned that I host a podcast on presence. Mm-hmm. So I love asking random strangers about yourself first. Fantastic. And then what helps you stay calm and peaceful when we coach, lead, and live our lives. Mm-hmm. So start with just you. Tell me about you.
Well, I'm from Poland originally. I came here when I was 19 years old. My mom, like I said, she came here on a refugee visa first from obviously communist country. And then she overstayed her visa. And during the Reagan's era, there was an amnesty that applied towards her. And she was able to sponsor us and for us to come here. So I was 19 years old. My brother was 18. And I came here with also my grandmother.
So. No way. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned to you earlier, I was here since 1996.
The same with me.
So
yes.
We both came here in the same year.
Yes.
Now, I moved over from Tokyo, believe it or not.
Oh my gosh.
I'm from New Zealand. I shared that. But I started my journey in Tokyo
as an adult. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
And I lived there 4 years, a year in Singapore. And then I moved to the States when I was 26.
Oh my goodness. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you started off life here in Chicago?
In Chicago. Yes. And I obviously stayed in Chicago. I went to school here, to college, you know what I mean? And then, you know, I work here. I met my husband here, who's American, and now we have a son together.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. Good American life.
Yes and no. I'm good. I mean, I love my family. That's a good thing. You know, coming from the country that there's nothing there and you have to struggle, obviously.
Back in Poland.
Now it's different. But when I was growing up, I still grew up during communism. So there was nothing. There was no future there.
What was that like for a young person? You were 19.
Yes, I was 19. Well, I remember everything. So until I was basically 12 years old, you will go to a store, there was nothing on the shelves. So you know, you had stamps for food, you had stamps for bread, you had to stand in lines for several hours. There was no supplies for school. There was no books for school. When I finished eighth grade, I was required to speak Russian fluently in order to be accepted to high school because it was a requirement. Like I said, still living during the communist era. So it was quite different. My grandfather was shot as well and brought to my grandma's door. And
he was shot?
He was shot in the head because he was crossing the border illegally. They just shot him, brought him to my grandmother's door, and they said, listen, this is your husband. There was no investigation, nothing.
How old were you?
I don't remember that. My mother told me that, but my grandma was jailed and my mom was jailed because of their, I'm saying, obviously, beliefs, because of who they were associating with. So, yeah, that's how I grew up.
Whoa. Yeah. What's the legacy? When you grow up with that kind of adversity, nothing on
kindness.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Tell me about kindness.
I try to teach my son that you have to be kind and you have to respect everybody because life is precious and everybody is good deep. Some people have issues, of course, but then deep down, I think everybody is a good person. You just have to bring this goodness out of them. And that's how I try to live. I think that's who I am. Yeah.
So, no resentment, no anger?
Not really.
No sadness?
Not really. I mean, I think it made me stronger.
Yes,
it made me better person.
I believe that. We have that in common. I'm a big advocate that resilience. My mother taught me this. She's a gardener.
Yeah.
She said rosemary grows best in harsh conditions.
Yeah,
like if you put a plant of rosemary under a mailbox with rubble, it'll do better than it does in a pot of delicious, nutritious soil.
That's correct.
I believe humans are the same. What say you?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Life teaches you and you go through life and you make the best. And I just feel some people get lost, you know what I mean? And a lot of things I just try to concentrate on. Life is too short to be angry. Life is too short to be resentful.
Mm.
And you know what? And I just want to be loving and caring.
Mm-hmm. Well, and can I call you Maggie?
Of course.
So, Maggie, you're sitting beside me in an absolutely stunning outfit.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, talk about beautiful fashion. Tell me what you're wearing. What
so, are these those shoes? Are Gucci shoes, Gucci loafers.
Okay, yes, I have to try comfy. Those on later.
You have to.
Tomorrow for my fitting, I'm trying those on.
Yes.
Please help me find them.
I will. I will help you with the shoes. This is Gucci loafers.
And then you're wearing a stunning denim blazer with some embellishments.
Yes.
Or is it just, what do you call this?
So this, I mean, just cubs. I mean, it's just simple, but that's retrofit. We do not carry this brand.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We have some pieces online, but this, I don't think the specific jacket is online, but we have certain pieces. And this is Sandro, different also designer.
I know Sandro, yes. Beautiful pleated pink miniskirt.
With the jean.
Oh, yeah. With the denim. And then what's the beautiful top underneath?
Okay, this is actually made by Anthropologie.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So, you know, you can just mix and match. You don't have to, indeed. That's what I'd like to do. I like to mix different things, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, I ask about your ensemble because you're impeccably dressed. You look so coiffed, but you grew up in a place where there was nothing on the shelves. So
exactly. Tell
me.
That's why I love fashion.
Is that why you love fashion? Mm-hmm. Has that been the gift and the opportunity?
Yes. Indeed. That's why I love fashion.
One of them?
Yes, one of them. It's because, you know, I grew up with nothing. I had one pair of shoes, one pair of jeans, and seriously two t-shirts when I came to Chicago.
Whoa.
Yes. So, you know, so I...
Do you remember what that fashion was, though? Do you remember the two items?
I do. The two, one was white with black embellishment. The other one's just black, simple. And blue jeans with sneakers that were white and black.
How do we remember that?
Because I came from a different country to the country that... When I came to a store here, there was everything.
Yes.
I was just stunned. I never seen anything like it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then in Poland, even though I still, you know, obviously I grew up slow during those transition between communism and democracy, still the stores were empty. There was stuff coming in, but there was very, very little. So for me, this, I still have memory in my head the rest of my life. You know what I mean? How many, what I brought with me, and my suitcase was filled with books. So there was no clothes, just books.
So what does that tell us about your values?
Again, yeah, values. Yeah, there's some things are more important than just, you know, clothes, the
learning,
money,
development, and aesthetics.
Exactly.
Quality versus quantity.
Indeed. Yes.
I, too, grew up in some interesting situations growing up, not harsh like yours, but I also have childhood, girlhood memories of having not many clothes. But I remember, the most poignant memory for me is my girlhood clothing. A skirt that my mother made me for my first day of school.
There you go.
And she sewed it with curtain fabric using a Singer sewing machine. And she made the shape with a paper bag from the supermarket to make the trapezoid.
Trapezoid, yeah.
And I remember that skirt. I remember the feeling of it when I wore it. I loved that skirt.
Yeah.
So I do believe there's some... I think that sometimes I'm such a consumer, it's dreadful. It's something I'm working on, especially in this country.
Indeed, it's this country.
With the abundance.
Indeed.
And my business took off.
Yes.
And so I'm able to afford.
Indeed.
And it's part of my job to look nice as well, because I'm an executive coach.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes if we had, it can take over a little bit.
Yeah, I feel the same. I mean, I do the same thing what Lindsay does. So, you know what I'm saying? But I love it. You know what I mean? I love it. But I agree with you. It can take over.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think there's a lesson for both of us, perhaps. And when we had less,
I think
we remembered the quality and we took better care of it. Oh, you think you're happier? Tell me more.
I think so.
Tell me.
I think that when you have less, I think you're happier. Because it's just... There's no drive to have, I just feel like you have less, you have a different state of mind. So you don't pursue more. I feel like when you have more and more, you just want more and more. And
so it takes away from our presence.
Exactly. I feel like that because I feel that I am caught up in that and I don't want to be. But like you said, the same thing about you, it is difficult to change it. And especially the country we live in.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go back to the time when I seriously had one pair of jeans and two t-shirts and one pair of sneakers, and I was happy with that, and I was satisfied.
So it's the quest for more and more that's taking us away from our presence and our core.
Yeah.
You're going to make me cry.
I know, right?
Are you going to cry with me?
I know,
Yeah, but is there a middle ground? I like to look at the values, Maggie. Like, I love fashion and I think you love fashion.
Yeah, I love fashion.
For me, it's the value of beauty, aesthetics.
Indeed, and it's
quality.
Yes.
Like, there's no coincidence, I think, in your life that you're on the premium luxury store of America.
Right.
You're on the floor with the Rose, Chloe, all the big brands, Acris.
Yeah.
They're all here. But is there a middle ground?
I think it is. It is a middle. I just had to find within myself the middle ground. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In the end of the day is, I want to enjoy those beautiful designers, but I don't want to consume. I just want to pick a few pieces that are beautiful and they're telling the story.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That I can wear and it's just something behind that, not just, you know what, I bought Valentino dress and cost me $10,000.
Right.
I want that there's some kind of story behind it. And, you know, maybe buy fewer pieces, but something that is more meaningful.
And maybe, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm committed to doing that. Are you committed to doing that?
Yeah, I'm committed to do that.
Well, and I think too, we can learn from Marie Kondo.
Exactly.
The wonderful organizer who built a beautiful empire around going into people's homes and showing them versus telling them how much more peaceful we become when we can see what we own already and it's organized in a really beautiful way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe there's something to that too. Like, remember there's a company that came out, I'm trying to remember what it was, maybe it was in the height of COVID maybe or before COVID, and they sold you or you rented a collection each month.
Okay.
And they collated it for you in a beautiful box.
Okay.
And I can't remember if you rented it or bought it, but it was two women. They went into business together. I think it was a New York business duo. And they knew that. They knew that about their woman customers. Yeah. They knew that we were buying too much
of course.
The point, and then we were too busy to enjoy all
Indeed.
We owned.
Exactly.
And then we didn't have the pause in our lives to organize it in ways that were truly beautiful anyway.
Exactly.
So they did it for us. Indeed. It was like a bento box of clothing.
But you're right. That's all it is. We just buy more to have more. It's just this need of more and more instead of, like you said, buying a few pieces and you can still buy designer, but enjoy it. You know what I mean? And a few pieces in your closet and enjoy it and wear it instead of just basically huddling more clothes, more shoes, more purses because I have it.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
You changed my life in one conversation.
I did. I hope so. You know, I will change my life too. So,
what do you want to change?
Like I said, I just want to become even more understanding. You know what I mean? More open.
Mm.
I think that's why I try
to yourself and to
others. Yeah, I think that life is too short to be, like I said, angry, resentful. I just want to be kind.
Mm.
You know I mean, sometimes obviously it's not easy. It's not easy, you know, even especially in this line of work. You know, we're all on commission. You know, what I'm saying it's all stuff, but I just want to be kind.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, can I share feedback on how I absorbed you and why I even asked you interview you?
Yeah.
Because you come across as extremely kind.
Oh, thank you.
You do. I've been on this floor. I've been trying to leave this floor for about 30 minutes now.
Yeah.
I've been here like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. But I hear you reaching out to customers in very authentic ways. I hear you speaking to your peers and you exude kindness.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
I mean it. It's
I do appreciate it because that's what I want to be.
Yeah. I mean, a store like this especially, you could expect someone to be pretentious.
Yeah.
There's nothing pretentious about you.
Oh, thank you so much. That means the world.
Oh.
It really does.
Well, it's a pleasure and honor speaking today.
Oh, my God. You're fantastic.
Thank you. From the U.S. state of Wisconsin, you've been listening to Competency Number 5. Want to learn more about communications and coaching? See my show notes for my LinkedIn profile, website, and my Medium channel. There you'll gain more tips and techniques on effective communications, including the coach approach to leading and communicating. Thank you to my producer, Dota Nayini, for the elegant edits that you hear in each episode, and to the indie rock band from Seattle, Wiretree, for my podcast music. You're listening to Marching Band. You can follow Competency Number 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Do forward this episode to those you care for and love. Speak with you next episode, and bye-bye for now.